Eureka Academy Night Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Marshland Credit Union, Cunningham Jewelers, and by V Pizza. And now, here's your host, Jeff Doak.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak. We are here on location at V Pizza on St. Simon's, where we will be each and every Wednesday night, 7:30 p.m. for the entire 2022 season. This segment of the Brandon Derrick Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Marshland Credit Union, Cunningham Jewelers, and by V Pizza. And now, joining us, the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, Mr. Brandon Derrick. Good evening, Squire.
How are you?
I'm doing all right.
I'm glad we have football weather. It's finally cooled off.
It does. It feels good. I get to break out with the hockey jerseys again and try and find the matching long sleeve t-shirts to go under my football jersey. So yeah, it's that kind of year.
It is. It's finally nice to go outside and be able to practice and not suffocate and get some work in. I think the kids have enjoyed it too.
Yeah, and always, you know, when it finally starts feeling like football weather, it really starts you thinking, now, why exactly do we switch to the semester system again instead of saying on the quarter system? Yeah. But, you know,
and
that's just me.
If you're here, you really start to worry about the sand gnats, because usually when you have really nice weather, those things come out too. So, luckily, we ain't had too many of them out these last 2 to 3 days, knock on wood. It's been comfortable.
All right, so Frederick coming off yet another disheartening loss, I guess is the best way to put it. This past one, 40... I can't remember the score now. I know it's 8-18. 42-18 against Tatton Square. And we talked a little bit about this earlier in the week, and you know, you've had more time to digest it, look over the film, check it out. I'm still of the opinion that this game really was a lot closer than the 42-18 score would dictate.
Yeah, you go back and watch the film, and you know, 3 or 4 plays, we take them away and make some plays where we're there. It's not like we weren't in the position to make the play. You often talk about it, if we make a play, this time we're in the position to make the plays. We just didn't make it. But if we do that, you take away a couple of scores, and, you know, it's a 28-25 football game at times. I felt like offensively we moved the ball up down the field. The only time that we hurt ourselves was when we hurt ourselves by missing an assignment here or there. And then on defense, it was just missing tackles. And then or dropping, like we dropped an interception, and then right before the half, they complete it for the touchdown the very next play. We drop the interception on the play before that and then drop it. And then, of course, the opening kickoff, you know, we had it schemed, and I don't know if you can draw it up any better. We kick it right at a kid that we thought was the perfect place, and it bounced right off his helmet into the fastest dude on the field's hands, and he just outrun everybody. I mean, literally, when you watch the film, it hits 16 right in the forehead on the helmet. I think you saw it too. I was like, wow. And went right in their fastest kid's hands, and we were all in there ready to tackle 16. By that time, it went over his head, and that guy just ran around the corner. So, I don't know. Somebody is unlucky. It must be me. I don't know what it is. So,
I was going to say, are you sure you haven't hired a special teams coach? Because you sure blame him. It would just be in the second week in a row of the opening kickoff being taken back from a touchdown by the bad guys. And I was not in attendance for the Clinch County game. Was that kickoff something similar, just an absolute freak, or was it a breakdown of coverage? Is this something we need to be concerned with?
We didn't cover the kickoff. The one against Clinch we were supposed to squib kick it, and we kicked it in the air and let their fastest guy catch it. You never let their fastest guy catch the ball. So
somebody write that down.
Yeah, just telling you that, you know, don't let the fastest guy catch it, and especially with what we're trying to do. And we kicked it right to him against Clancy. And then this one, though, this was actually Blake kicked it right where it was supposed to be. It just bounced right up over 16's head and right into their kid's hand, the fastest kid on the team's hands. But it was bad luck. We got to make a play right there, and we didn't. We look up, and 12 seconds in the game, we're down 7 points. So I thought we responded. We took the next offensive possession, went right down the field and scored. It was 7-6, you know. But at that point, they got the ball, drove down the field. We missed 2 tackles right there in the hole on like 3rd-and-4, and he broke it for about a 40-yard run. It's a touchdown. So you can't do that on 3rd-and-down. You got to get off the field somehow. And I felt like we had our opportunities, we just didn't capitalize on them.
This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I know it's going to be frustrating because there's so many situations, so many times that happened this past week especially, where you saw that you had your players in the right spot, you'd schemed it properly, and it was just a matter of being outsized. You know, so many times during the game that, you know, that we had them in the backfield, and just because of just being outmatched by sheer size, you can only scheme so much.
Yeah, you know, we everybody we've played probably the last 3 or 4 weeks has been bigger up front. You know, so having to do that, I thought our guys up front interior wise have done a pretty good job. We made some plays. It's the second level, third level guys where we got to get, where we got to make the tackle. You know, those guys got to make the tackle. Those front four are keeping them off of people. Then those guys got to make tackles. And I didn't think we were in position. All we had to do is make the guy break down twice, and I think Hamp would have cleaned him up. He was right on pace to make the tackle. And as soon as we didn't, our guy ran into Hamp, and then next thing you know, their guy's gone. So, you know, we have to do a good job, and I've said that to our guys over and over again. We have to play almost a perfect game at times with teams like that to win, and not to say that we couldn't, but you have to play a perfect game, and we didn't do that last 3 or 4 weeks. And, you know, I felt like we had an opportunity to get two wins here in the last 4 weeks that we just let slip through our hands because we didn't execute real well. And, you know, Tattnall Square, they're a very good football team, very athletic, but I thought we had them schemed pretty well for 2 days' work, and they had a week off, and I thought we were in the right spots, done a pretty good job. And, you know, maybe that was part of it. We were a little tired and a little sluggish having only 2 days to prep, but, you know, we live and we learn. I think we've gotten better from it. I think we've gotten better this week in practice anyway.
How is the mood of the team? It's got to be. You would expect for a 1-5 team to be a certain mentality in the locker room, but how's the team right now?
The mentality. It better be we're the baddest dudes on the block when we come out on Friday night. That's what it better be. I'll just tell you, that's the mentality. We start to take that. We better take that mentality. I told them I'm tired of losing. I think they're tired of losing, and we got to have that mentality when we walk out of that locker room. And we've kind of had that mentality this week in practice. We've been a lot of full gear. They've been a lot of flying around, hitting each other, beating each other up. We're probably going to be real sore, but at the same time, I feel like the speed of the practice yesterday was probably outstanding. I thought that was probably the fastest we've looked defensively, getting to our spots, offensively, knowing what we're doing and playing fast. And thought we did a good job yesterday doing that. And then today, you know, I think we've made some progress the last 3 days with what we've been doing, and we just went back to the full pads and knocking each other in the mouth and getting better.
More to come on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
V Pizza is your new home for great food and fun. Located next to Harris Teeter on St. Simons, V Pizza only uses quality, fresh ingredients and imports most ingredients from Italy herself. Kids eat free on Monday, and Thursday is Fletzy Night, 50% off pizza and $1.50 beers. Live music on the weekends, all-day happy hour every day, 6 TVs with NFL Red Zone so you won't miss a play. V Pizza, 912-771-1919, online at vpizzassi.com. Look for specials on Facebook.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jeff Doak here with you live on location from V Pizza on St. Simons. This segment brought to you by V Pizza and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, which of course means it's the time every week that we talk about the health of the team, injury status. And I understand we finally got some good news this week.
Yeah, we got Victor riding back. Unfortunately, Juan Bond's got a rolled ankle. That happened over the break. So he hadn't practiced, but we're hoping he might be back tomorrow. We don't know. We're going to check it out and see. But Victor getting back's big. That helps us up front offensively and defensively. It gives us a little more depth on the line and some experience. That's a big help. He's been out since the Jamboree, or not Jamboree, but the last scrimmage against Brantley County. So get him back. I think, what is that now? It's been 6-7 weeks we've been trying to get him back, and he looked pretty good. You know, of course, he's trying to get his legs under him to get going, so going to be a little bit of a challenge for him, but he's done a good job. So
now the injury to Quan, even though it's just a, the way that I'm hearing you say this, seems to be a relatively minor one. You know, when you've got a receiver like that that's starting to develop a pretty noticeable rapport with a new quarterback on the team like Sutton Ellis, how can you help to counteract some of the lost time in that? Because you know that building that rapport, maintaining that rapport, is so important.
Yeah, like I said, he's been out the last 3 days. I hope he's able to get out tomorrow and do some things. I don't know, but I think, you know, he's come a long way. He's done a pretty good job for us. We moved some guys around. I think Blake was out there yesterday a little bit at the wide out spot, but he was out today with strep throat. So he's been, you know, with the temperature changing, we've had some sickness. So trying to get everybody back and healthy, you know. Once we get everybody back tomorrow, hopefully it'll be pretty much ready to go. Blake got in Monday and Tuesday's practice. He just missed today. So hopefully he's back in full capacity and ready to get it done.
So taking on this week, Robert Toombs Christian Academy out of Lyons, Georgia, right up the road from my daddy's hometown of Santa Claus, Georgia. It has been a couple of years since we faced Robert Toombs. It used to be, it was a big rivalry for the Knights back in the early days of the program. They were the team that we defeated in the 2012 championship game. Is it difficult playing someone that you have gotten to know off the field, playing a program like Robert Toombs? Because we know that y'all have done camps in the past pre-COVID, so you've got a good relationship with the team. What's it like having to go up against them on the field like that now?
You know, I guess since COVID, you know, like 2 or 3 years, we haven't done camp with them. So, you know, and they've got a new regime over there with Coach Lord. He took over, you know, and we were always going against each other. It was Coach Thomas Smith was there, and, you know, it went from being a rivalry to can we get better, you know, and how does this help us to get some camaraderie and things like that. And now, you know, Coach Lord's taken over. He's rebuilt it. I think he had maybe 15 kids last year. This year he's got 25. He's got 5 or 6 really good skill kids. They're a really good team. But for us, it's another game week. It's another team. You got to get better. And for us, we got to make that climb. This is it. Back four, we got to try to win the last 4 games and get ourselves in the highest playoff spot we can. So for us, it's all business.
We know that you can't look past what should be a lesser team, Kent State, Missouri. Is there fear of that with this? Because this should be on paper. This should be a get-good game.
No, we won in 5. We ain't looking past nobody. There ain't no getting good. We getting better. We going to bust our butt at practice, and we're putting our nose to work, we are to the grind and getting to work. We're going to get stuff done. And, you know, be a lot different if we were sitting here at 6-0 knowing they were coming in and a get-good game. But it's not a get-good game for us. It's a work week for us to get ourselves better all the way around as a team and get us better and go out there and execute against them, because they're a good football team. They're going to run a lot of different things at us on offense. They come out with a spread formation. They run dive here on the outside, but at the same time, they run zone read option back away. So we got to read multiple things, and we have assignment football we have to play. And our guys have to play assignments really well. Our defensive lines have to play really good up front. You know, and again, you got 5 or 6 skill kids. If you make the first guy miss, one of those guys could be standing in the end zone. So we got to go to work. We got to tackle better. We got to play better. So for us, you know, we got to go out and execute on the defensive side of the ball. And on the offensive side of the ball, we got to grind them down a little bit, I hope.
You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, obviously, having the short week to prepare for Tattnall Square, was not optimal. Were you able to do anything with the time off because of the non-event that was Hurricane Ian to help extend the prep time for the team?
I know, rest. I told them to go home and rest. We played a pretty tough 7-week stretch right there, and I told them to get home, rest, be ready on Monday because it was going to be rough and tumble. And I think for us, the coaches spent a lot of time breaking down film. I know Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I watched a lot of film on a lot of people. Stayed up late, watched a lot of film, and did a lot of things to prepare, not just for this week, but for the next 2 or 3 weeks down the road, too, to try to get ahead, because we're going to have a short week against Pinewood here coming up. And so you kind of get everything balanced out and start putting it all together. So, you know, we've got to be prepared, and that's what we did. I tried to take advantage of those 4 days, and then we got this opening week coming up, this bye week coming up after Robert Toombs, so got to utilize it. We'll go back to work on Monday, and depending on how we play Friday night, and if we play really good, we'll come back to work on Tuesday.
You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Are you looking forward to the bye week as much as I am? I'm going to be honest, because it's been a rough stretch, and it's been just a weird season so far.
The bye week, for us, it's going to be a lot of prep that week before, you know, and then you get ready for – then we follow the bye week with hate week. So, you know, we got Bullock. So, you know, it's a different type of week. So, they know it's going to be amped up that week at practice. So – you know, for us, it'll be pretty much the same. We'll just prep, get ready for the next 3 weeks.
Okay. You just mentioned a short week about Pinewood. Pinewood game got moved to a Thursday night game?
It got moved to a Thursday due to shortage of refs. So we'll be playing on a Thursday that week.
Why is there a shortage of refs? You would think that would be one of the most desirable game or jobs to have.
Yeah, it's because of me. I've run so many off.
We'll be right back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Are you looking for a better way to bank? Hometown people that you know? Look no further than Marshland Credit Union. Marshland Credit Union is here to help, no matter if it's a mortgage, car loan, or even finding financing for that boat you've always wanted. 7 convenient locations in Glenn and surrounding counties, checking, savings, you name it. Marshland Credit Union wants to be the answer to your banking needs. MarshlandCU.com, 912-279-2000. Marshland Credit Union, a better way to bank. Guys, it's time. The kids are headed back to school and football season is here. What better way to celebrate than with a new watch from Cunningham Jewelers? They have a great selection of Seiko watches, from Patty Divers to Radio Sync Solar watches, and even a few classic options too. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Jeff Doak. We are on location at Via Pizza on St. Simon's. This segment brought to you by Marshland Credit Union and by Cunningham Jewelers. So once again, heading up to or playing under the Oaks again this Friday night, taking on the Robert Toombs Christian Academy Crusaders. I believe it's the Crusaders here.
Yes,
there it is. And then, of course, you know, you really don't want to look too forward past that, but you kind of have to, because you after everything that's gone through in this season, the whole expectation of steel sharpening steel, going up against, you know, overpowered opponents in order to make yourself better once those final 4 games in the season roll around when they really matter. How do you feel, honestly, how this team is gelling right now in preparation 1 game out from those 4 that matter?
I thought this week practice regroup, coming in with some new energy. I thought the kids had a really good week of practice so far. A little bit of a lull day, but we beat on each other pretty good Monday and Tuesday. So, you know, I'm kind of be expected, but I feel like tomorrow be up tempo and have a lot of intensity. So we'll be ready to go. You know, I feel like this. It's really been helpful for our younger guys to get a lot of reps and get a lot of experience. I'm starting to see them mature pretty well and been able to execute a lot of things. So that's big, you know. And we played some really, really good competition, some really good athletic teams that have a lot of speed. So for us, you know, the game speed should slow down. So hopefully we'll be in pretty good shape with the game speed.
I was really wanting to hold this one off until the bye week to talk about, but I guess we can go ahead and talk about it now. Catch us up to now. What's going on with the middle school Knights? How their team is going so far this year?
They're undefeated. They're playing really well. Won last night 28-14, and then they've got their last game coming up on Monday up at Bethesda. So, you know, they've done a really good job this year. Got a really good 8th grade group. I think there's about 16 of them in that group. And they play really well. They play fast, and got some dudes on that team, and younger kids. Starting to see a few of them real young guys do a really good job too. So, got a good group of kids coming up through the pipeline. Hopefully, in the next few years.
Couple of if history holds true, couple of familiar sounding familial names that will be joining the team this next year.
Yeah, should be. You know, I think that that group again. With all those guys in that 8th grade group, there's a ton of them, and they're pretty good. They got some size, got some athleticism, you know. So, and got a good mix of everything with that group as they come up. They just the biggest thing, like I told them, like I told that 8th grade group coming up, that it's a different animal in high school. So you better be in the weight room and getting stronger every single day, because the game speed at high schools, it's like warp speed when they get there. So it'll take them a while to get acclimated to it, but, you know, as it goes on, I think they'll be fine. And again, we got this same schedule on the front end next year, too, so we'll either get caught up to speed or we'll just get run over going through it again.
I was going to say, I think there's at least one freshman sitting at the table in front of us. Connor, is he speaking truth about the difference between 8th grade? Because you were on that undefeated team last year for the middle school Knights. Is he speaking truth about the difference between 8th and 9th?
And Smitty's hiding behind the pole. He's like, yes, the speed is a lot faster.
Smitty agreeing with it? All right, so let's see, where are we at? Oh, yeah, it's time for me to say that this is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. What's the big thing that you want to see happen in this last game before the they actually start counting?
I want to say let's be physical, be very, very physical, go out and play, you know, grind people down football, beat them up, you know, and you know, get after them on defense and be able to play assignment football and play fast, play loose, have a good time, but at the same time, play like we're a little bit aggravated and mad. So play like we're 1-5, you know, we're not 6-0 right now. We shouldn't be in take it easy mode. We need to play like we're mad and we got something to prove to everybody. It's like I told our guys, it's time to set the tone and send a message, you know, for everybody that, hey, we've been playing a pretty tough schedule, we've been beat up a little bit here and there, so set the tone for the back end, and that's what I want our kids to do on Friday nights, come out and set the tone on defense, you know, go out there and play lights out, and on offense, I just want to be physical. I want them beat up. I want us to just beat them up, you know, physically wear them down, and play hard and run it down the field and throw it and execute. I want us to be on top of our game. And I thought Monday, Tuesday practice, we executed pretty well. So, you know, today, like I said, we beat up on each other pretty good Monday and Tuesday. Today was a little bit of a lull, but we should be ready to beat up on somebody on Friday.
You sounded a little bit like a PG version of Kirby Smart for a second there. I want to hurt him. I want to break him. Yeah, is that just a little dialed back flash of what a Brandon Derrick halftime speech is like?
It's very dialed back, by the way. Yeah, it might even been dialed back for our Monday practice. So you know, we talked about it, and I think the kids are in the same boat. You know, we got something to prove. We hadn't played this tough schedule for no reason. You know, we want to go out here and finish with a flash on the back end and set ourselves up and for the playoffs and put us in a good spot. And I think our kids have come to work this week. They haven't backed down from it, you know, and they've handled it pretty well. So I want to see us be physical, and I want to see us play fast, and I want to see us play aggressive and go after them.
How well are they living up to that hashtag hustle and heart that we got to have for this year?
I thought, like I said, this week we played pretty hard. We practiced pretty hard against each other. We got better Monday and Tuesday working against each other. You know, we set up scout teams and put guys in certain spots to work on technique and things, and we were all over it, and I thought our kids did a good job. And, you know, we've been outmanned a lot, but I think we played with a lot of hustle and a lot of heart at times, and sometimes we played a little bit scared. But, you know, this is the these are people we know now. This is the back end. These are opponents that we played, and so I don't expect our kids to have any of that, any tentativeness going in. I feel like they'll come out and play pretty wide open. I felt like they didn't really know the Tattnall Square. They'd heard everybody about how good Tattnall Square, and they'd heard everything about how good Clint was, and we knew how good John Millage was, so we played all tentative, and then we let them set the tone, and we need to go out and set the tone the next four games, and that's what we got to do, and that's what I've told our kids, is go set the tone and execute and take care of business, and I think they will. I think they'll come out and play hard.
This Friday night, Under the Oaks, Frederick Academy Knights taking on the Robert Toombs Christian Academy Crusaders. Final game before the bye week and then region play. See if all that work and all that playing up pays off for this team and for this coach and for this school. Of course, we'll be here for it, and we hope you will be too. Thanks for joining us for the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to V Pizza on St. Simon's. Please join us every Wednesday night, 7:30, for the Brandon Derrick Show. Jeff Doak signing off. See y'all Friday night under the Oaks.